This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Hello and welcome to A Taste of Sex, a reality audio show on life in an orgasm-based community. The series is a peek into the private lives of a community of orgasmic practitioners at One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco, California. One Taste is a business founded with the intention to bring conscious sensuality into the mainstream. It's also a growing community, currently of about 50 people, all of whom pursue the practice of orgasmic meditation. In this episode, we'll hear about the sensual journey of Nicole Halpern, One Taste's enrollment manager. Tune in and turn on. In this episode, we'll hear from Nicole Halpern, a well-known personality at One Taste. She speaks about her first sensual experiences at the Urban Retreat Center and her sex life before she arrived. We'll also hear from two people who were there when she first walked through the doors, Robert Kendall and Joshua Boschnack.
It's 2004. I'm totally swept up in the election fever. I had flown to Arizona sometime in like September to do campaign work for Dean, for Howard Dean. I wound up creating a political organization for women to really stand up and learn more about how they can get involved in the process. I remember going to see Hillary Clinton, like I was involved. And I also, at the time, was producing an environmental radio show. Here I was, you know, doing my political work, doing my environmental work, living in San Francisco at the time. And one day, I'm off to my political meeting, and instead of walking down 7th Street, I start walking down 6th Street. I don't know why, I just did. I've always walked down 7th Street going to this political meeting. And then I turn, I'm on Folsom, and I pass this purple building. And I remember walking past the door and thinking, oh, it looks like it's a hair salon. And I remember walking past what I thought was the hair salon. And then this moment, just thinking, I should go in there. I don't know where it came from. It was just like, I should go in there.
She walked in the door, and we didn't have a lot of visitors at that time. So we're always happy to see someone new, especially someone pretty and bright and energized as she was when she first walked in. And she walked in this inquisitive manner that also seemed like she owned the place. And she walked in, and she just looked at all of us, and she actually recognized one of the women at the table. And there was that lock of acknowledgement and knowing who they were. And then she just said, what is this place? Or something to that matter. Is this a hair studio? And we're like, well, not exactly.
And they're telling me how there's a yoga class coming up. And I'm like, you know, I have some time. I don't have any yoga clothes. And they offer their yoga clothes. You know, they have extra yoga clothes around. They offer it to me. And I remember this feeling of just, the energy was just beautiful, like just the way people were friendly, but not in some, like, I'm going to say dorky here way, just friendly and open. And like, I felt like, yeah, these are my people. You know, I actually had that feeling. And so I wound up taking a yoga class, and there was about four of us in it. And in the middle of the yoga class, I got really hot, and I decided I was going to take off my shirt and just go in my bra.
She took off her shirt and did the yoga class in her bra only, which was pretty fun. And we thought, oh, well, maybe we found one of ours.
And no one had a problem with that. And so there I was doing this yoga class in my bra. And soon after, the yoga class ended, and that I had to fill out an intake form. And on the intake form, it was like, oh, check here if you're interested in massage, check here if you're interested in yoga. And I remember checking them all and then stating, I want it all. I moved when I was in eighth grade. And so when I went to another school, I just felt really shy. and everyone had known each other their whole lives, and I was the new kid, so I especially felt shy around men. I hadn't had a lot of sexual experiences. And then I went to college, and I had more sexual experiences. But I always remember feeling like I would make out with someone. I would make out with a guy, and then I would see him. I wouldn't know him before I made out with him. And so I would see him the next day and totally ignore him because it felt so intimate. And then I would pull back. And then there was some other guy that I dated for a few months who I liked. But we never had sex. So I graduated from college. I still had never had sex. I just didn't feel like I was ready for it. And then when I was 24 years old, I took the Landmark Forum, and I saw how there was this ongoing conversation in my head that I don't feel like my parents have a good relationship, and I'll never be able to have a good relationship with a man. And that was running every relationship that I had. And there was this moment that I was in this course, and I saw that conversation, and I said, that's not the case. That's not how it's supposed to be. And Monday after the course, I was a different person. And about 2 months later, I finally had sex. And after that, I had sex with probably about like 7 or 8 different men. And but I always did feel like I wanted more. Like I wanted more in my sex life. I remember always feeling this energy inside of me. I remember masturbating a lot, like just all this energy. And I remember being a little kid and masturbating, being a 3-year-old and balancing on a lunchbox so that I could get off. And I did. I mean, I went over. And there's always this feeling, I want more. I want more. I want more from the men I was dating. I want more. But how do I tap into that? That's why I'm here.
You're listening to A Taste of Sex, a reality show on life in an orgasm-based community. We'll be back after a short break to hear Nicole Halperin speak more about her first experiences at One Taste.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Guest Speaker Interviews, a companion program to the weekly audio show, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, on personallifemedia.com. Push into the unknown with visiting sexperts at One Taste San Francisco on personallifemedia.com.
I wound up taking the opening course, which is our introduction to sensuality, our introduction to our practice of orgasmic meditation, the class where you start really looking at your desires. And I was in this all-day course, and I remember not understanding a word of what was said half the time. I remember seeing a demonstration of a woman in orgasm for 15 minutes and having, you know, so many things come up. I didn't want to do the lab part at the end of the day, that we actually do the practice. And so I told my partner, who was Josh, who is still here, I told him, I don't really want to do this with you. I don't really know you. Up until that point, like having someone stroke my pussy, someone who I wasn't dating or wasn't attracted to, touch me, felt very off. And I remember telling him I didn't want to do it, and he just replied, you know what, if you want, I could just give you a massage. So I remember him starting to give me a massage, and then in the background, I heard this woman, Kristen, I could hear her getting off. I can hear her moaning, and I remember thinking, oh, the person she's with isn't her boyfriend. And in that moment, I thought, I want that. I want to get off. There's all this built up energy inside me, and I want that. And I remember Josh asking me,
Are you worried about what people will think of you? And she said, yes. And it was very soon after that she said, okay, I don't know. I remember the exact words, but to paraphrase it in my own language, all right, fuck this, let's do this. And she took off her pants and we had our first home.
And suddenly it was like, do you care what people think? Or are you going to experience pleasure? And so I decided to go for it. And since I'd started later than everyone else, here I was being stroked, and a few seconds or a minute later, Nicole called everyone to stop what they were doing and get back in the circle. And I was still being stroked, and I was totally getting off. And there's this guy who I knew from when I lived in New York, knew him from Brooklyn, and he happened to be in the class that day and had commented earlier that he was surprised that I was even there. And everyone's starting to gather back into the circle, and I'm in the middle of it being stroked. And I cared a little bit, but I didn't care that much. And so the day, that part ended, and I toweled off, and then I got back into the circle, and Nicole's wrapping up the course, and I got really sad. And I either raised my hand or I visibly started crying, and she asked me why I was upset, and I said, because I don't want this to end. And she said, it doesn't have to. And so she said, Josh, what are you doing when this is done? He said, nothing. And she asked me, do you have any plans? And I said, no. And she said, okay, we got a game.
Nicole came up to me before we were about to leave to the center and go out. She says, so how does this work? I'm like, what do you mean, how does this work? She's like, I mean,
do I have to pay you for this?
Do I have to pay you? And I said, are you kidding me? She's like, no. And I actually considered saying yes, just because it was so crazy, the offer. I never, ever had an experience like that. No one had ever offered anything like that to me.
So funny now. We've laughed about this a lot. And that was the start of my stepping into my sensuality. And I've lived within this community for 2.5 years. And I've experienced so much. It is so rich, and it is the way I want it, when I want it. I remember my first 2 weeks being here, and I had sex with 4 different men in 1.5 weeks. And up until that point, I mean, I never had a one-night stand with anyone. And no one judged me. That was the unique thing about it, is that I made out with 4 different men, and no one said I was too promiscuous. No one said anything. And so I suddenly felt like, wow, I can be free in my sex. And so since then, I've had threesomes, I've made out with women, I've been in orgasm while I'm having sex for about a minute or two. Someone could touch my arm now and I could go into orgasm. Or someone could just move their finger up my pussy, and the energy is so intense. And I feel satiated. And I never felt satiated before. So it feels great. And sometimes I forget, like, if I want to have sex tonight, I can have sex tonight. And if I don't want to have sex tonight, I don't have to. And I forget what it was like to always be wanting. but my bones are gratified.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.